Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
One more show in the studio this week, and then we are off to Cape Ann and to Roadshow number 7. And so tomorrow morning, we will see you, all of you incredible Gloucester and surrounding community people, at the Beauport Hotel, right there on the water in Gloucester. It is St. Peter's Fiesta weekend, and a lot of activities up there, and cannot wait to get there later on this afternoon. And tonight, we are doing pregame at my place by the sea, and we'll be joined by our hockey analyst on this program, Mike Milbury, because that is his sister's restaurant. And so we will see you tonight, and then we'll see you tomorrow morning at the Beauport Hotel for the second to last roadshow of this fourth roadshow season.
Oh. And Greg, I hope, I don't know if you got the email I just got from Tom from Gloucester. We're going to have to bring stool samples before going to the Beauport.
Okay. All right. Well, I am anxiously awaiting tomorrow morning, and we cannot wait to see all of you. So they said it coming up in about 15 minutes, and we will go over what Brad Stevens said about Jason Tatum's recovery timetable, and we will certainly discuss what one MLB insider says about the likelihood that Jaren Duran is soon to be a goner for this Red Sox team. So, but we have leads left this morning. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We heard from Brad Stevens yesterday, and I'm praying, because I trust Brad Stevens, that he is not pulling a fast one on us. Just, I'm going to play it, and we can talk about it after. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I think we're certain to have some really good players on our roster. Right. I mean, even you look at our roster right now today, we've got a lot of really good basketball players that have done a lot of good things in this league, and several of them have done a lot of great things here. And so we'll see how it all pans out and what it all looks like. But, like, you know, I expect us to go out and compete with all we've got to be the very best we can. And that will always be the case. And we'll do our best to put the right group together and at the same time regain some flexibility and maximize some asset return. But I do think, like, we've got a good group, and it's a really, again, we've got the foundation, obviously, with Jalen and Jason and D. White and Peyton and all those guys that, you know, a lot of teams would love to have.
So the foundation is Jalen, Jason, D. White, and Peyton Pritchard.
Okay.
To me, if you're going out and saying that in the media, mm-hmm. that's you saying, I don't care about the reports. I don't care about how many times Shams Charania is going to say that Jaylen Brown is on the trading block.
I don't care what you're going to throw in our face when it comes to what you'll give us.
Yep. I understand a lot of teams would love to have these guys. This is the foundation for the Celtics moving forward. We're going to find the pieces to add to go with them. Now, in regards to Curtis's lead, which was great, they also said, Curtis, he also said yesterday, Curtis, that top priority for them was to re-sign Al Horford and Luke Kornet.
Yeah, I heard that.
So I do think that maybe they were planning on running it back.
Do you think Al Horford, who is near the end,
right,
wants to play another year here without Jason Tatum?
No.
I don't think he'd want to end on a season like that.
But I just don't know if can he wait another year?
Right.
Like, I don't know. Like, he is getting offers, apparently, to go elsewhere. Like, okay.
When you want to go to a contender? Because even, Courtney, it's a really good lead. But I would ask the room this. Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Luke Kornet, and Simon, your starters. P. Pritch, Al, and Hauser coming off the bench. Does that sound like a team that can win a championship and beat Oklahoma City?
Who's your big? Like
Kornet and Al Horford.
Okay, no.
But that's my, right.
Even
if Tatum was healthy, I would still.
With Tatum healthy, yes, you can absolutely win the East. The East is not that good,
right? But you got to figure out. Let's say Giannis ends up in New York.
Okay.
Right. You couldn't beat the Knicks with that team and Porzingis.
While we were hurt.
But you had everybody.
But Jaylen Brown has been playing hurt the entire time.
Yeah, but also Karl Anthony Towns. The Knicks were banged up too.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't like, I just, I that's why I asked the question. If Tatum was healthy and it was Tatum, Brown, D. White, Luke, Simon, Pete Pritch, Al, and Hauser.
Yeah, I think they could be good. Also,
I didn't ask if you could be good.
But yeah, I think that they could make a run for it.
They could win a championship with that.
They could be in the finals with that team.
But here's what Wiggy's saying, and here's where I think I agree with him. Chisholm doesn't think it's worth the risk of $200 million being lit on fire in a tax. He only wants to spend that money in the second apron if you have a better than even chance of getting to a championship and winning one.
So I agree, Curtis, but then wouldn't that make it so you're out of the tax right now? When Tatum comes back healthy, it gives them more incentive to spend and add even more. So that starting lineup of Tatum, Brown, White, Pritchard, and whoever, like, will be probably slightly different around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown when Tatum comes back healthy. Because at that point, they're willing to spend money because they know it won't be burning cash on fire.
This is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Bitcoin.
Hey, what's going on? I was trying to call yesterday. Shine is right. The East is trash. The Knicks are the best team in the East right now because Indiana's not going to have Halliburton. Milwaukee's a one-man team. There's really, even with the Celtics the way they are right now, they're going to be like a fourth seed if they stay healthy with what they have now.
Yeah, don't forget Cleveland, though.
Yeah, but Cleveland's just they're the same team. They're a great regular season team. When the playoffs come, it's going to blow because they don't play physical. It's like, so if they had Tatum, I'd still have them as a chance to get to the chip. You guys have a good day.
Okay.
Because I think, like, with that roster that they have this year isn't as good as they had last year, and you lost to the Knicks. Now, you could say this one's hurt, but everybody's hurt, right? Now, when you come this year, you have no elite defender in Jrue Holiday. You have no true big scorer that can do a ton, like Porzingis.
Mm-hmm.
So you really have, you're going to have Tatum, Brown, and D. White, and P. Pritch. Because Simon's going to be, remember, he's on an expiring contract.
This is Jim from Weymouth. Hey, Jim.
How you doing this morning?
What's up?
Listen, I am sick and tired of hearing people saying the Celtics are the better team than the Knicks. Maybe in the regular season they were, but they were not the better team in that series. And if they were, they would have won that series. It's like Cordell Stewart back in the day saying the better team doesn't always win when the Patriots beat the Steelers.
Yeah, but Jim, if they play that series 100 times, if they play that series 100 times, how many times do the Celtics win? More than 50?
They would have lost that series if Tatum didn't get injured.
Right. Jim, do you think Super Bowl 42, Jim, Super Bowl 42, did the best team win that game?
I'm not talking about the Patriots here. The Celtics were not the better team in that series.
Yes, they were, and they just lost the series.
And the better team loses all the time.
Yes.
The Rams were a better team than the Patriots. No offense, Wiggy, but the Patriots won.
Yeah, with Tatum healthy, they were clearly the more talented.
Yeah,
100%.
They were the better team on paper.
They were a 10-1 favorite. What are we talking about?
But remember, the game's not played on paper. So it'll be interesting to see. I still think it's really going to depend on what the season looks like and what the Celtics are going to do if they're in the mix, which they probably will be, because I agree to a certain extent the East is not great. But then what do they do? Like, who's going to be that other piece when Tatum comes back? Because I'm looking at championships. Who the hell cares about getting to the playoffs? I want to know, can you win a championship? Can you beat Oklahoma City?
Yeah, and I would give the Chisholm era a C- off the start with doing this, immediately pulling away from the team and then telling everybody you wouldn't have done it if Tatum was healthy. Not a great, clear messaging from the top, the new Celtics organization.
Courtney, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So LeBron James, he's got a new podcast now with Steve Nash, and he said something on there that I agree with, that I would like to see the NBA adopt on what the NFL does when it comes to their awards and players. So here's LeBron James talking about the NBA awards.
You know, I think that just the clarity of what the defensive player award actually means.
Mm-hmm. So like some sort of criteria.
Some type of criteria. I did think about how like the NFL does Offensive Player of the Year and MVP. I thought that could possibly be something in our league where you give a offensive player of the year, you know, and a MVP.
Right.
You know, not saying we should do it, but it was something that was like pretty cool, like in the NFL, how they do that. They do the offensive player of the year, defensive player of the year.
That's a great point.
MVP.
We have defense.
Yeah.
We don't have offense. We have defense and MVP.
Right.
So hold on. That's Rich. A guy who doesn't play defense is telling you how you ought to structure the Defensive Player of the Year award.
Who don't play defense?
LeBron James.
LeBron James is like a 10 times all-defensive player.
He
stinks. Stop it, Greg. No.
He might play less now because he's old, but he's a good defender.
Yeah. He's one of the elite, he was one of the elite defenders. I would look at, and I agree with him, I like the Offensive Player of the Year in basketball. To, you know, have it separate than the MVP because then...
Did he go on to say he wanted it to be named after him?
No, he didn't say that. Maybe it would be named after him.
I think it should be the LeBron James Award.
He's setting that up for the future, though, because he is the one who scored the most points, so he is setting that award up for the future. But I do agree, like, the MVP and I think SGA deserves it more than anybody, but I do like...
They should give him an Academy Award.
Hey!
But I agree with LeBron.
He's a king flopper. It's called the King Flop Award.
They give those awards out.
Flop of the year goes to LeBron, King James again.
I believe those are the Razzies.
And least modest superstar for the third year in a row goes to LeBron.
Look at this flop. Nobody even touched him. It's amazing. We're going to give him an award for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
But that's what you would do, Wiggy?
I like the fact that, you know, that he brings that up. They should have, because they have a defensive player of the year. Why not give up an offensive player of the year?
Okay. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
I don't know how much of my lead we can share on the visual platforms that this show is broadcast on, YouTube and Twitch. But yesterday there was an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction that was suffered by a member of the U.S. Track team. His name is Chris Robinson, and he was doing the hurdles. And I don't know if he...
I don't know if
he forgot to put a jock on, or the shorts are not tight enough.
And he still won, right?
I think the shorts broke. Because I watched this without the blur.
100 times?
Nope, just twice. Okay. And it is, he's uncomfortable. He's trying to adjust. Like, I think
it's out the entire race.
Yeah.
Bulls as well.
thank you for clarifying for those who are listening. The poor guy.
Yeah.
The thing is just flopping out there in the wind. Like, and by the way, he went on to win the race, to win the hurdles.
Yeah.
Well, you got to run like this every time now, right?
Imagine winning the hurdles playing the pole vault.
That's pretty good. That is pretty good. It's I don't really know. It's the shorts. I think you got to know who you are because, like, Courtney once did the lead on the different inches. And I guess when you're packing a little bit more, you want to make sure that
is that what the issue is?
Yeah, I don't think it has
dominated the world, though.
Because the guy running next to him has the same shorts on, but is not having the same problem.
That's why I think it broke.
Like, it didn't break.
Well, you know how sometimes the shorts have the little undies inside, the mesh undies?
Yeah.
I think the undies broke.
Guys should be disqualified for trying to manipulate with a three-legged race.
I can't wait to watch the schlong jump today.
Imagine if there was a photo finish and they said he won by a nose.
It's from the start. It's not even just like in your normal wardrobe malfunction, you get like a nip slip or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is just out for the entire world to see.
And he's got a Kool-Aid smile on his face. Like, get your hands off my penis.
But he tries to fix it in the beginning. That's why I'm confused. God. How uncomfortable must that have been?
He won by a head.
Yeah. And he doesn't probably, you can clearly tell he doesn't want to wear the spandex because some guys don't like those on their thighs.
Isn't that just like the ultimate flex, though? Like, it's
pretty impressive.
Are you suggesting he did it on purpose?
Well, maybe he was having some trouble on the dating apps and he just wanted to really put himself out there for the people.
Yeah.
Because I bet there may be some interested parties there.
Yeah.
The guy behind him lost in multiple ways.
And he won, like, you know, fairly easy.
It's unbelievable.
I'm surprised that thing didn't knock down one of the hurdles.
The guy probably I probably gained a million female followers after that yesterday.
It's like Chris Jones when he ran his 40-yard dash.
Greg, do you remember at the Olympics when the guy got his junk caught on the pole vaulting part? Yes. Who do you think looked better, this guy or that guy?
I mean,
this guy's loving it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See, when he's on the ground, he's just smiling. I don't even think he put it back in.
No.
I think he just laid there and smiled. Look at him.
He did not. He didn't put it back in. He doesn't care.
No, he's like, yeah. He's like, oh, get a picture of that.
But it's but honestly, as a
guy, want to zoom out.
It probably is for women too, but for a guy, it's freeing. Like,
yeah,
you know, walking around like that.
That's why
like,
I go to nude beaches.
It is you go to the nude beaches. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway.
Great lead, Greg.
Congratulations to Chris Robinson.
Wow. And by the way, by 9, this lead will be placed on Courtney.
Speaking of Courtney, here she is with what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hold on 1 second, Courtney. This is John from Providence listening to us in Rhode Island. Hey, John.
Hey, guys, great show. Greg, I just didn't know. I mean, obviously, the under over on how many times Courtney watched it. But does the guy get extra points for throwing the hammer during that contest?
Yes, he is participating in the hammer throw later on. That's his next activity. Yes. All right, sorry.
That's all right.
Trending it will never not be funny.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their third and final with the Angels, getting swept after jumping out with a 2-0 lead in the first. Final score was 5-2. Richard Fitz went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 6. The guys off tonight before returning to Fenway to take on the Blue Jays tomorrow. Cooper Flagg is headed to Dallas. The Maine native was the #1 overall pick last night in the 2025 NBA draft. The Celtics took forward Hugo Gonzalez from Real Madrid with their #28 pick. Brad Stevens spoke after the first round, talked about all the guys that he are going to be returning, so hoping that Jaylen Brown will stay here in Boston. The Bruins are showing off their new identity with refreshed logos and uniforms. The focus is the future, but paying homage to the past. Cam Neely released a statement about the look, saying next season marks the start of a new chapter in Boston Bruins history, and as we turn the page, we are excited to do so with a new look and feel, combining some fan-favorite elements from the past with a refreshed style. These sweaters are going to look sharp on TD Garden Ice in the fall.
I didn't hear this, but in the Twitch chat this morning, KD Ring 3 says that the other participants in the hurdle were upset because Chris Robinson was hogging the lane. So there may be some repercussions there later on. But go ahead. Sorry.
And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Buckle up for an unforgettable summer in a brand new 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with symmetrical all-wheel drive to take any summer adventure on or off the road. SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Hey, Chris, you got 5 minutes. We need a javelin.
Yeah, no. Thank God the other guys didn't get confused and think it was the baton.
Oh,
oh, that is true. Guys reaching back, waiting for the baton.
That would have been very unfortunate.
Why are you pulling it away?
Okay. All right.
We will have They Said It coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Up in a moment or two, They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and then the news with Courtney coming up at 7:45, and that is 15 minutes away, and that includes today's Pervert Teacher Association inductee, who apparently is a fan of the in-class MDB. So we'll get to that. News coming up. Craig Breslow will join us at 9. I don't know much, Curtis, about the U.S. track and field team, so I can't answer this question on the Subaru of New England text line. But is Chris Robinson eligible for the decathlon? Is that a possibility for him this year?
I believe so.
It is? Yeah. Okay.
I think he's head and shoulders above the field.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Chime, let's get to it if we could.
It's time for...
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They...
Don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
One more They Said It in the studio this week before we head to Rockport tonight for pregame at My Place by the Sea and for roadshow number 7 tomorrow in Gloucester at the Beauport Hotel. By the way, I don't know if you guys saw or not, but it sounds like we're getting ice cream tomorrow morning from Holy Cow, which I've never heard of, but the menu.
What a menu.
Right?
Oh, and Holy Greg cow. And I were the only ones to respond. So it might just be you and I getting ice cream.
Maybe everybody else is going without, but...
I was in a pool.
It looked... The flavors
What flavor did you end up going with?
I went for like a salted caramel peanut butter...
Yes.
Like Oreo.
Yeah, that
thing.
One looked good. Nice. I went with the classic cookie dough, but I was really... There was a milk and cookies that struck me.
Yeah.
With a brown sugar, like sweet cream base.
So they got a lot.
So we will see you tomorrow. We will be up there this afternoon, and we will help celebrate St. Peter's Fiesta at America's oldest seaport, Gloucester.
Greg, do you look down on people that walk into an ice cream store or gelato store and take like 3 different free tastes?
No, I understand it. I mean, it's a bit
What's the limit, though?
I don't think there's no limit because you want to get your favorite.
You should try one if there's one that you really want to try. Like,
but if you don't know, like,
I agree with Curtis. Like, when people are in there getting 5 different samples on the little wooden spoon, it's egregious. What could be more egregious?
When we were in Bermuda, there was a couple ahead of Santo and I, and the woman had asked for like 3 different samples, and they had to cut her off, and they said it's usually 1 sample per 1 ice cream that you buy, and they got into like a fight with the poor woman working.
That is a low moment.
You should know what you want to order.
But you don't if there's so many flavors.
I'm now a little sample.
No. You know how I feel about people who walk in there and get 10 samples? Mm-hmm. Do you know how I feel about
How's that?
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Yeah, okay. That's how I feel about it.
I'm one of those people.
That is how I feel about it.
I sample everything.
They said it is brought to you by Ketch's Law and big... partners of this radio show for a long time, very loyal. They would like to honor those who have built the city, so give them great prizes, including $1,000 cash. So please nominate somebody who builds or drives or cares for others when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Where would you like to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, we've talked about the Celtics a bit this morning, so let's begin with Brad Stevens. After the draft last night, he had a bit of a press conference and also gave an update on Jason Tatum. Here was Brad Stevens.
You've mentioned Jason a couple times. Do you have any update on what his projected timeline might be?
No, we don't and we won't. We won't put a projected timeline on him for a long, long time. And, you know, as we look at it, there's no reason to. It's baby steps right now. He's actually progressed great. But I don't know what that means with regard to projected timelines. And that'll be in consultation with, you know, him and Nick and Phil Coles and everybody else to make sure that he is, when he hits the court, he is fully ready and fully healthy. And that will be the priority.
Is he on the Aaron Rodgers fast track? Didn't Aaron Rodgers proclaim that he had some kind of holistic different approach, sheep's blood cells or something that he did to get back quicker.
I think he's probably, you won't see him next year.
At all?
No. Nah.
So even if this team makes the playoffs.
Right, because if he makes the playoffs, that's right when you'll probably be seeing him. And then you got to ask the question, okay.
Is it worth it?
Is it worth it or is it just like, you know. And I guess it's really going to depend on how they look during the season without him. And I know everybody says, well, the East is trash. Okay, do they look like one of those teams that can come out of the East Or do you look and go, all right, maybe we might have to just kind of be cautious with him?
Yeah, I don't think that there's any point to bring Jason Tatum back, rush him back next season at all. Like, give him that entire offseason and make sure that he is fully good to go, because you don't want to re-aggravate an Achilles.
Something like that, right? Like,
all right, what's next, Shine?
Well, Greg, let's pivot over to the Boston Red Sox, who are an absolute mess right now. And Sean McAdam is not ruling out the possibility of the Boston Red Sox trading Jarren Duran. They've already traded Rafael Devers. Could Duran be next? Here is what Sean McAdam had to say.
I see next to no chance of Bregman being dealt. I see there being a decent chance that Duran goes, and here's why. And by the way, trading Duran would not be a white flag, oh, we're in sell and auction mode. I think they would be looking for some immediate help. We know that there is already a crowded outfield situation. Sidan Rafaela has, I think, earned his time and retains his spot in center field. Abreu is someone they don't want to give up, a Gold Glove winner who is still getting better offensively, and Roman Anthony. You can't have those four outfielders on the team and keep them all happy with playing time and or develop Anthony at the big league level.
Right.
So the notion of Duran being traded would not surprise me in the least. I don't think it would represent any sort of we're out, we're auctioning, there's a fire sale. I think it would be done sort of in advance of a trade that they would otherwise make in the offseason, with an eye toward trying to get better over the final 2 months.
Wow. I mean, there seems like there's a lot of interest in him, Curtis.
Duran?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess if that's... I have no faith that they're going to make the right decision about any of these. Like, I just, candidly, I don't, I mean, maybe that's the right move. I don't know. I sit, you're 40 and 42. You now need to go 50 and 30 to get to 90 wins.
Yeah.
You have to play 20 games over 500 in the next 80 to get to 90.
But also, like, why would you even consider trading Duran, who was, maybe it was his peak, but fourth in the league in WAR last year, like one of the best players in baseball, and not be considering trading like Willy or Abreu? Like, what are we doing?
Because
you probably get more in return.
You would get you get the value, and positionally, you have an extra guy there. That's what Sean.
Well, yeah, no, that's why I'm saying trade Willy or Abreu.
You're gonna get more for Duran.
But if you want to be good, why wouldn't you keep Duran and trade Abreu? Like, that's that kind of the point. Like, where's that money that you saved on Rafael Devers? Like, if that's the reason, you just don't want to pay Duran, that's stupid.
Well, but if you move on from Duran, you could still be good. Like, Duran is he's having a bad year, right?
At his peak, Wiggy, he was one of, a top five player in baseball
last
year?
Right, but I think they look at it like, okay, Sidan Rafaela has been playing better than him as of late. You look at Roman Anthony, you want to get up there, and you want him to be an everyday player.
I mean, the mistakes that Duran makes, I feel like are mistakes because he is trying to grind out an extra base. Like,
Are getting thrown out. He's not great at the plate. In the field, he's meh. You know, he's got a lot.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit this season, Wiggy, but the entire team has.
No,
like,
and
last year he was one of the best outfielders in baseball.
Yes, last year.
Like, yes, and so at his peak, is Duran better than Willy Abreu?
Yeah, at his peak.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I don't understand why we're considering trading Duran but not Abreu.
Okay, well, we can ask Craig Breslow about this when he joins us at 9, among other things. What is next, Shine?
Well, this one's for our queen. There was a big performance at Tight End U that Courtney really wishes she could have been in attendance for.
Tickets were $30.
Now, Tight End U is a camp that Travis Kelce does.
With George Kittle and Greg Olson. Yeah.
Okay, and so at the end of it, T Swift came out and played acoustic. She actually, I hate saying this. That was a really good performance. Like, she is talented. There are some that you might say, oh, it's the production, it's the what they add to her stuff afterwards, like acoustic guitar, playing that tune. Was it with Kane Brown or something?
Kane Brown, but she used Chase Rice's guitar. It wasn't even her own guitar. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, she was drinking all night.
Are you bummed that you weren't there?
I watched 10 million videos, every angle imaginable, and I just had the biggest smile on my face. I have goosebumps right now talking about it. I love her so much.
I wish you would have let me know. I turned it down to go.
You're kidding me.
I always do tight end you. What do you think tight end you stands for?
No, I know what tight end you stands for.
Were you invited?
Yeah, they always invite the old heads.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. They do.
Why didn't you mention that? You never mentioned it.
If they're still together next year, can you promise me? You don't have to pay me.
Uh-huh.
Can you promise me that we can go?
Depends if I get my $200.
Well, I need my three.
Yeah. All right, anyway.
Well, George Kittle, one of the guys who helps put it on, talked about Taylor and how her performance kind of came about.
Like, oh, come on, man. Taylor Swift said she might perform. You're going to not perform. And so he went out and did a song with Jordan Davis, which was awesome. Taylor was could not have been kinder, more nice. And she was like, you know, I think it might be fun to go sing Shake It Off. And we're like, it'd be amazing. Twist my arm, Taylor, please. So we made that one work. She was fantastic. I mean, for the venue that I think it was like maybe 1,000 people, that was the loudest 1,000 people I've ever heard in my entire life. It was an incredible experience. I think everybody had just a lot of fun watching that.
Pretty cool.
And this, pretty don't cool. they do it in Tennessee?
Yeah, they're
right?
in Nashville.
They do it in Tennessee? Okay, so.
Well, you would know you were invited.
No. I was playing around. I wasn't invited. But I'll do my best.
Okay.
If they are together,
yeah.
I'll look into saying like.
Wiggy, you cannot reach out and invite yourself to tight end you.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can't say, hey, I'm Jermaine Wiggins. Yeah. Remember me. I'd like to come.
And help out.
And help out a tight end.
I can help out a tight end.
They'd be lucky to have you.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll reach out. Like, if they're still together, maybe I'll reach out and say, you know, any chance I can get down there, you guys need some help, and I'll bring a plus two. I'll bring you and my wife.
I'll bring some autographed 8x10s.
I will do that.
Okay,
I just had a quick idea for Taylor Swift and the Chiefs and the Royals. They're all trying to build a new stadium. They're taxpayer funding it, which to me should be illegal. Taxpayers should not foot the bill for billionaire owners. What if Taylor Swift did, like, three concerts where half the money went to build the stadium?
Ooh, great idea.
Mm.
Great idea.
Like you sell out Arrowhead three times, boom.
But I don't know if Travis would like that because he's going to need a cut because it's his girlfriend that's performing. Wait a second. You're building an arena and I ain't getting a piece of this action?
What's next, Shine?
Well, next, Greg, the Colin Morikawa is a douche saga continues.
Oh, God.
What
is wrong with him?
I don't know, man. He's having a time.
He got a new caddy
and then just fired that caddy.
After 5 days, basically.
Yep, didn't like that caddy.
Okay.
So canned that caddy and then got testy with a reporter because a reporter put in, I believe the reporter's name is Adam Shupak of like Golf Week, put in an article that Morikawa had the quote, "Ask me anything you want in my press conference later. I'm with my pro-am partners right now." And which seems kind of just like a general quote. Like that's what Morikawa said to him when he asked him at the tee box. So he put it in his article. Morikawa got very upset about this. Okay. Here was Colin Morikawa.
I don't. And, you know, I read your article that you wrote. Look, I'm not here to tell people how to do their jobs, but I don't get why you would make me sound bad because you put out my quote that I was playing with pro-am partners out front. Those guys are paying a lot of money. They're very important to the community. They're very important to the Rocket Classic. And for you to put out a quote like that, to put me down and saying, hey, wait 2.5 hours. I mean, you called me up on the first tee, you know? So I'm not going to tell you how to do your job. You can write whatever you want. This is America. But don't put me down like that. It's 2.5 hours, Adam.
I thought I was actually giving you credit that you were playing, you were focused on your pro-am partners.
Okay, we can all read it very differently. That's not how I read it. I don't know how, but I'm just telling you, like, I think there's a perspective where people can read it like that. So I'm just going to leave it at that, that we knew I was going to have media in 2.5 hours. I'm on the first tee meeting my pro-am partners as they're teeing off. So on the caddy front, I don't. It's a process that I'm going through. Hopefully we'll find out when the time comes, and I will let everyone know.
Sheesh.
I mean, it's a pro-am, like, give the guy a comment and then hit your drive. Like, those guys, between
the comment was harmless. Like, it's
between he and Rory, like, why are they so, like, people are covering their sport. Like, they get so butthurt by stuff.
It's not like, good when Full Swing has made it them seem so fun. Like, made golfers seem so fun, so cool, so down to earth. This is ruining that.
Yeah. Give me more Jordan Spieth throwing beers back at Buffalo Wild Wings and less douchey Rory and Colin Morikawa.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right, Chime. Thank you. That is, they said it. We are going to get to the news coming up. Should a law enforcement officer lose his job because the old pull my finger maneuver went awry? We will get to that and the rest of the news next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
When we get out of here at 10, we are on our way to Rockport, and we will see you tonight for pregame for the road show at my place by the sea. And we are, if you feel generous, we are raising money tonight for the family of Captain Andrew Porter of the Rockport Fire Department, who died unexpectedly last month. And so I want to thank Absolute, because every time you purchase one of the new Absolute Ocean Spray beverages in the can, they will donate $10 to that family tonight, and we'll pass the, maybe I'll bring my honorary Massachusetts PFFM firefighter white hat, helmet, and we'll pass that around tonight and see how much money we can raise. And then tomorrow morning, we are at the Beauport Hotel, beautiful spot. And Wiggy, you're gonna like the accommodations. You sometimes complain if they're not up to your standards, but this is a like 4 or 5 star hotel this evening.
Very nice.
Courtney showed me picture of the place we're staying. They're going on their website. It looks really nice.
Really cool where they're setting the show up, because you'll have outside access on the deck depending on the weather, and so it's gonna be roadshow number 7 is gonna be great. Can't wait to see you tomorrow morning. But right now, Courtney, in today's news.
A shooting at the BJ's in Dedham yesterday left one person dead and another hospitalized. Police responded to numerous 911 calls around 3:30 a.m. yesterday morning on Route 1, where they found the two victims. This is an open, ongoing investigation where the police are asking the public, anyone with information, to please reach out.
Wow.
But they just found these two people with gunshot wounds. One was injured. One was unfortunately dead at the scene.
The BJ's it's not open at that time.
No.
I'm not as familiar when it comes to those places as Jackson is. He probably knows all the hours at Costco and probably complains if they're not, calls the police if they're not open.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Well, hopefully they find whoever is responsible.
Yeah. Police are ramping up patrols at Hampton Beach after two shootings in 2 weeks. The second one happened on Tuesday when three people were hurt. An 18-year-old was brought into custody. They're saying that it's the firework display that they have every week that are bringing out a lot of people, and violence ensues. Right. Here's Police Chief Alex Reno on CBS Boston.
We want people to come here and enjoy everything that this community has to offer. But if somebody chooses to come down here and cause problems and be a safety risk, we will absolutely investigate to the fullest any sort of safety issue.
It is crazy. I mean, we were talking about what happened at that French festival where people were hit with syringes. Mm-hmm. I'm not good right now in like very crowded spaces. When you're walking around Hampton Beach, I mean, it's packed.
Yeah, it is packed.
People are packed. So,
but for the most part, it's pretty cool. You'll get a few younger knuckleheads that'll get into
two shootings in 2 weeks is pretty.
Yeah, but you get this. Great. You get into some of the younger knuckleheads that want to get into it. And we've talked about this before. Nobody fights no more. Somebody's always pulling out a gun.
Yeah.
Biggest roadshow crowd ever?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
By far?
Hands down.
Will it ever be equaled?
I think Winnipesaukee could end up being.
Just as wild.
Yeah, you think so?
Not only big, but wild, too.
Yeah.
Hampton Beach is definitely the most wildest out of the show.
Can I also say, I received a lovely photo from Jack and Jill, a nice photo of them with Greg. We talked about how Jack, one of the couples, unfortunately had thrown up in his hands. He sent me just a a nice email saying, Courtney's right, throwing up in your hands at 10 a.m. is a choice, and a choice we'd gladly make again for the Greg Hill Roadshow. If you thought you saw us buckled at Bernie's, just wait till our wedding. In all seriousness, though, sorry for the sloppiness, but it was really great meeting and getting to chat with you all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They get the Golden Painted Dong Award for the best attendees at a roadshow.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're... Yeah, if you have an unfortunate situation, you over-imbibe, you get ill, and you continue to party on.
That's
This reminds me of the guy that braced himself for a fall with his fists in the Karen Reed trial. Like, booting in your hands seems to be really odd. Like, why would you want to keep the vomit near your face?
But where else would you do
on
it?
On the ground.
Like, right.
Well, but he was probably in the establishment where he's like, I don't want to get it on the ground where there's people and I can't get to the bathroom or a trash can. So maybe I can get it in my hand and you know, take it to wherever I need to dispose it.
The worst was the burp test that was like, oops, there's a lot more.
The water mouth. Once I get the water mouth, I know it's coming. Yeah. And he did invite us to his wedding.
Oh,
they
did.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jack and Jill.
Oh, okay. Do you have to give a gift?
I don't know, but they were like, we'd love to have you guys at the wedding.
Is it a destination wedding?
I didn't get into all that. I thought Courtney would get
it. We found out yesterday you don't like those. Yeah. Oh! We were talking about it yesterday. I know we have to take a break and get to the rest of the news, but they have the estimate out on what the wedding of Bezos and Mrs. Bezos is going to cost.
How much?
Do you have a guess?
$75 million.
No, I was going to say like $25-50 million.
$225 million.
Kind of a broad angle. How much?
$225 million.
No. $50 million. Over $50 million. $50 million they are blowing on that.
I
wedding.
Mean, they basically rented out the entire city of Venice. So I mean, just decided to throw.
Like,
a number
I get it. The dude's a multi billionaire, but that's a lot of money to spend on a wedding.
But I'm guessing with that estimate, I am guessing that they are flying their guests over.
Yep.
Because there was a girl who got married, I want to say a year ago, 2 years ago, in Paris, and her family very wealthy in Texas, but they're not Bezos money, and they flew all of their guests over private.
Yeah, they're putting them all up, everything.
I really hope they don't do that, because that boy hurts that hurts the environment.
Did you see last weekend that Sal of Sal's Pizza had his daughter's wedding, and he got Zac Brown to play during the wedding on the father-daughter dance?
Unbelievable. I've watched so many. Not even just the father. Then at the end, like the after party, was basically a Zac Brown band concert.
Yeah, fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that must have cost so much. And Jack and Jill's wedding, just found their wedding website, October 3rd in Troy, New York.
Oh, all right. You'll probably go. I would definitely go.
You'll
love a good wedding.
Yeah.
Who performs at Bezos?
Line the Flex Week up.
That's not too far of a ride.
Who performs at that wedding, right? Because if you're talking about, who'd you say Zac Brown was at?
CBI was where that Sal Lipoli wedding
was. I mean, he must have like a list of people just performing.
Well, you can book anybody.
Like, I think he's got Michelangelo coming to paint them.
Yeah, I guess Elton John is expected to be like the main headliner at the wedding.
Well, that's kind of, I mean,
he does a lot of weddings, Elton John. Because it's a one-off for him. He probably gets $5 million, $10 million, I bet, to do a wedding.
Oh, easy.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
I actually heard it's Todd Angeli who's performing.
They're also saying Lady Gaga.
Oh, really? Lady Gaga also for Bezos?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
God, I love
Gaga. We will get to the rest of the news, including an inductee into the Pervert Teacher Association, who apparently likes the in-class MDB, coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.